Good morning, everybody. It is early Sunday, and I just wanted to come sit down and do a little podcast because we haven't been doing them very much. Spotify bought out Anchor, and I got a little bit confused over the past weeks of figuring that out because I hadn't realized that that was going to happen. So there have been a couple changes on our end logistically with the change, but I have figured it out, and now I'm back. So I hope you all are doing well. I know it's been a couple weeks or maybe even a couple months now since we did the last podcast, but I just wanted to hop on and do some updates. You might be hearing a chick in the background. We have three little baby chicks that we hatched out last week, I think. Oh, and they're so loud. I hope it doesn't come up too loud. I'm sure it will. But we are well into a beautiful, beautiful spring here. We've had the perfect spring weather. I haven't had a good spring like this since I can remember, honestly. Usually we're fighting delayed last frost, and I always put my stuff out too early and they all die in the first frost. And it had been happening so much. I just kind of expected that every year. So I'll like double plant. But this year we have not, knock on wood, unless it would be a crazy late one, we have not had a frost after our last frost date, our last projected frost date. And even before, I mean, we haven't had a frost at or even gotten close, I feel like, over a week or so before our projected last frost date. And it doesn't look like we're going to have one. I mean, that would be crazy if we did. We've been having really warm days in the 70s, sometimes the 80s. The night temperatures have been in like the 50s and sometimes in the 60s. I mean, it's been amazing weather, and we've been getting the perfect amount of rain, in my opinion. Like every couple days we'll get a shower, and it's just enough to keep the ground wet but not flood everything. It has been amazing, and I love that. And we really needed some good news. We really needed good news and something to keep us optimistic, because if you have been listening for any amount of time, last year was really overwhelming for us. But we have made a lot of changes that I can go into on this episode, and I just really feel like the weather is a good omen. I think it's going to be a really good year. I think it's going to be a much better year, and that makes me really happy. So let's talk about some of the changes. I should have listened to my last podcast to know where we were, but I think we had been talking about the lambing or something like that. Well, I won't go into the lambing. We had a great lambing year. I think we only lost one lamb. Almost all of the sheep birthed within like 10 days. It was crazy. Go listen to another episode about that. But the updates that we did have on the sheep, there were two mamas that we weren't sure if they were pregnant or not. They were on the younger side and they didn't give birth. And they ended up giving birth, I think like 2 weeks ago. They both had little babies. I cannot remember the sex of the babies because we have so many. But those births went really well, no issues. And now we're totally done with lambing for sure, because all the females that were adults gave birth. And so now we're done. It's crazy. Usually we have them very, very staggered throughout the year because we just keep a ram in with them. But Haas, our ram, has done phenomenal. We love him. We want to keep him forever. But I know for the genetics, we can't. But he has been the best ram. Oh, my goodness. He stinks. He smells so bad. But he has been great. His personality is great. He's super friendly. Even when all the girls are bad and they get out of the fence, Haas usually just stays in the fence all by himself. And we actually had a fence go down, so they were getting out all the time. It was awful. We've never had an electric fence just break before. And that's what happened a couple weeks ago. One day, I can't even remember what day of the week it was, but one day I was just looking out my kitchen window, which looks out on our back pasture, and I just saw a big fat pig walk by. and they are supposed to be in the woods, and they are not supposed to just walk by the window. And so I had to go down there, and usually they get out because a fence, like a post, is laying on the ground, or they go under it or something like that. But the box just was not working, the electric box. And I was doing everything. I called my husband, who was at work at the time, and just it wasn't working no matter what I did. So we had to switch the boxes because it's much harder for the pigs to get back in than the sheep if they get out. So I switched the boxes, and that meant that the sheep were not on an electric box. And they figured it out so quickly. It was astonishing. I mean, they've been on electric all the time, but they do still test it, especially the younger ones. So we have a young ram. I don't know if you'd call it a ram, but a young boy who was born with that group up in January. And he is the one that usually gets out the most because he doesn't really care that much about the electric fence. He'll go right through it. He'll go right over it. And he figured it out within that day. And we had to buy, it's a long story, but we wanted to upgrade the boxes to be more powerful. So my husband bought a box on eBay, but it wasn't supposed to get here for another like 10 days. And he thought it would be okay. We were like, okay, we'll double fence them, which means we'll do one strand of the fence and then an outer strand of the fence. So they'd have to go over twice. But that wasn't working. They got out multiple times every single day. It was awful. It was so stressful. It was terrible. So it was so bad that we ended up having to go to Tractor Supply and just get like a normal electric fence because they would not stop. We were up to like a 3-strand fence. Like he called it a labyrinth. Like it was like a maze. It was crazy. And they were still getting out. And during that time was when one of the newest lamb was born. It was just a nightmare, but we got it fixed. We're going to be happy that we have 3 boxes now, even though it was a lot of money to shell out for 2 new boxes. Now we have 2 super powerful ones, and that's what they're both on right now, and an extra one just in case anything like that happens again. So if you have animals and you have electric fences, always have a backup. Always have a backup. You'd think we'd know that by now. And we do know that now. And then the other issue we've been having is actually with the laying hens. Oh, they've been a nightmare. They've been so bad. They have gotten in a really bad habit of eating their own eggs. And they started doing it over the winter. But it's hard to know how much they're doing it because the production is so low. But now that we have gotten in the springtime where they should be like rolling them out. I mean, we should be getting a dozen a day because we have, I think, 15 birds. We were only getting 1 a day. I mean, it would be usually 0. Sometimes we'd get 1 or 2. And that just doesn't work. We're not going to feed all these chickens for no eggs. And you could tell that they were eating them because there would be like remnants and yolk everywhere. And you could see them. You'd know they'd run out with one in their mouth. It was terrible. So finally we had our breaking point and we were like, we're just going to cull them. Like we just need to get rid of the ones that we know are doing it because this is not going to work. We've done everything. We've done the wooden eggs. We've done trying to get the eggs out every like hour when we're home. We've fed them more. We've given them more treats. We've given them more things to peck at, like heads of lettuce and cabbage and things to do, but it was not helping. It was, oh my gosh, it was so infuriating. Even thinking about it makes me mad. So we ended up, we knew a couple of the big culprits, and unfortunately that was 2 of our leghorns, which are my husband's favorite, and 1 of the roosters, which it was the black copper Moran rooster, which was my favorite. We had him for a reason. If we ever wanted to get back into breeding or raise any more of our barnyard mixes, I really liked having the black copper Moran in there as the daddy. for the egg color purposes. But anyway, so he would literally wait by the nesting boxes to eat the eggs. It was awful. So we ended up culling that rooster, or two other roosters. We had two breast roosters that were left over from our breast project that we had just been holding on to because it was such an expensive project and it's really hard to admit defeat, but they had no purpose and we just didn't need them. I didn't want to feed them anymore if they weren't going to do anything. So we got rid of all three roosters, two of our leghorns, and I think that's it. There's one or two other ones that are still doing it, but we got rid of those five birds and production definitely did go up. Thank goodness. My son is awake and up next to me, and you might be able to hear him. You want to say anything, Troy, about the farm?
Nope.
Okay. So we got rid of them, and there are still, it's not perfect. It did not totally solve the problem. There's a couple other ones that are still doing it. And we need to figure out what to do about that soon. We are probably going to have to cull them because, I mean, they eat all of them. It's so infuriating. We should be getting dozens and dozens a week, and we are very much not. So then to replace the birds that we had gotten rid of, I ended up contacting someone locally for some leghorn chicks. So I have two new leghorn chicks. They are about a month old. And we wanted to replace the two leghorns that we had to get rid of, but now, so now they're in that awful teenager chicken phase and they're nasty and dirty. They're out on the porch right now, thank goodness. But then in addition to that, because we were getting rid of all of our roosters, my husband wanted to try to hatch out a batch because it'll be our last batch of our own barnyard mixes, which is such BS because we're going to have another rooster. We just had to get rid of those three. We just won't have a rooster for another year. But I still agreed. And so now, right now, we have three little chicks, little barnyard mixed chicks in the brooder inside. So we've got three inside, two outside, and like 15 in the run. But that's all the chickens that we have right now. We are done with the meat birds. We are done with them for right now. I think there's five left on pasture that hopefully my husband is going to take care of very, very soon. But we are taking a very, very long-awaited break from them. We way overdid it last year. It was just way too much. It was miserable. So we are looking forward to a no-meat chicken summer. I am so happy about that. We still have plenty in the freezer, so we won't be buying any at the grocery store. But we'll take it year by year and see if we'll do them again next year. But we'll always do a little bit less. We're not going to be selling. My mother-in-law does really like to get a year's worth from us. But having that many meat birds is very challenging for us right now. So we'll figure that out in the winter. We have a long way to go. Right now, we're just going to appreciate the easy farm chores this year and hopefully get reinvigorated. I don't know what'll be on the docket for a cow. We are running low on beef, but we need to do a pig pretty soon. He was just talking about that. So I think next we will butcher one of the pigs that's out there. And then we're going to think about maybe getting one cow, one bottle calf. Thinking about that is stressful. But I mean, we are running out of beef, so it is what it is. None of the pigs are pregnant. Still no pregnant pigs. We went through a phase where we were trying to sell our boar, but there wasn't very much interest and we didn't try very hard. So now they're just kind of out there eating and living life. We're just hoping that one day one of them will get pregnant, but that's just not a super high priority for us right now. I think we'll just get through the summer and then really think about the animals. I mean, I think that's kind of the point of all of this that I'm saying. We are taking a break from anything new this summer. And then in the winter, we're going to kind of think about how to move forward, because we will move forward. It's not like we're giving up on everything. We need to grow our own meat. That's really important to us. But we'll just kind of see once we are not burned out. I'm hoping that this refresh will really get us level thinking again. So there will be probably more animals next year. But for now, this is what it is. Oh, sorry. My allergies are really bad today for some reason. But that can lead me into the garden, because the garden has already been doing phenomenal. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be a really, really great year. It's already looking phenomenal. Even the fruit trees that we have are doing really well. I had planted a new apple tree because I had bought two last year and they died, but we have one established tree that was here when we bought the house. It's super, super old. It's like as old as I am, original to the house. But I bought a new one. Oh, I wish I could remember. It's not an Anna, but it is a pretty classic apple version. It's a red, sweet, fresh-eating apple. And I planted that, gosh, probably 2 months ago, right in the very, very end of winter, and it's been doing great. It's grown. It even has little apples on it. I couldn't believe it. I was weighing the pros and cons of thinning all the apples and letting it just grow roots this year, but what the heck? I'm going to let it do its thing. I feel like the plant knows what it can handle. But there's, I think, about 5 little apples that are about the size of dimes on it. And I'm really excited for that. I'm just glad I didn't kill it. Now I just have to really stay on top of keeping all of, if I see any fungus or disease on it, to take care of that. Because that's what happened to my other apple trees that died last year. They just got overcome by a disease. So I told my husband, if you see any unhealthiness on it, let me know and I've got to take care of it. The other apple tree is doing really well. It's full of apples. And I think the pollination between them is going to really, really boost up our big apple tree. A lot of years we have very, very few apples on that tree, even though it's really old. And I think it's because we don't have a good pollinator. We have a couple crab apples, but I think they bloom at slightly different times. The crab apple blooms before the real apple tree, and there's not very much overlap. But now there will be a lot of overlap with the new apple trees. So I think that will be huge for us. And then our peach tree. I have one peach tree. We were thinking about getting another one, and I still might, but it's one that I had bought last year with the other apple trees that had died. But the peach has been going strong, and it had one little peach on it. It bloomed. It did really good. But then only one peach survived. But I can't find it anymore. I was dying. I wanted that little peach to go to get to be eaten by us so bad. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if it blew off in a windstorm. I don't know if it got, I don't know, but there are no more peaches on it, and I'm pretty heartbroken about it, but the plant is doing really, really well. It's really healthy. It's growing really tall, and I guess that's all I can ask from it, and we'll just hope for next year. But no peaches this year, but hopefully some apples. The pear is doing okay. The plum, it gets tons of teeny tiny plums. My husband pointed out maybe it's supposed to be just like an ornamental, or it's some kind of weird variety, because the plums are just really small and they're really, really hard to get to harvest. Like they're just, I don't know, it gets a bajillion on the tree, and it's like we almost have to thin them, but I'm not going to, it's up, it's a, gosh, I'm not a very good judge of height, but it's just like a normal tree. Like I'd have to get a ladder, and thinning that would just not be feasible. But they're pretty good when you actually get them. But a lot of them, they get buggy, they're nasty with the bugs. So that, we never really get actual plums off that very often. The pear tree is actually a cooking pear tree. So they're not really for fresh eating, even though we do eat them fresh sometimes. We had a great year, like 2 years ago. We were flooded with pears. Like, oh, it was so many. And there's not that many on it this year. But I think that's okay because we don't really use them like we should. But I'm most excited about the apples. I need to go out and check the blueberries. There's some blueberries that are almost ripe, which is crazy. I feel like it's really early for that. But blueberries are still doing pretty good. This is a pretty good strawberry year. I meant to have Troy over here go get some strawberries yesterday, but I'll have him go out today and pick some because there's a bunch that are ripe. The asparagus, he's happy about that. The asparagus are doing much better than last year. Last year, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I killed some of them, but I mean, we didn't even get a full dinner's worth of asparagus all year. But now we have a bunch of spears coming up. I need to fertilize them again. But I think those are back on track.
Strawberries.
You love strawberries? Good. Are you excited to go pick them later today?
Yes.
And then I think that's all the fruit that we have, right? Yeah. And the garden, I planted the garden out the weekend of our projected last frost date and almost everything. I haven't done the peppers yet, but I didn't really plant a lot of peppers this year. But all the tomatoes are out. I direct sowed pumpkins, the winter squash and the summer squash. I direct sowed some beans. All of that has been doing phenomenal. I mean, the tomatoes, I've never had tomatoes this big, like the plant this big before, this early. And it's because of the weather, because it's been perfect weather. It's been warm, but not too hot. It's been phenomenal. And I worked really hard on preparing the soil this year. In the fall, I put a bunch of manure on them. I covered them and I really, really took care of the soil last year. So it's really paying off. The only thing that is my biggest struggle, just like always, is the weeds. The weeds really took over last year and there's a lot of, oh, what do you call them? Not buttercups. Honeysuckle. There's honeysuckle vines everywhere. And if you have native honeysuckle, those are so invasive and the vines are so tough and strong. And they have gotten all over where I usually put the melons and the pumpkins. So I still planted out the pumpkins and the melons in the same spot. And I'm just kind of trusting myself to be able to clear it out. All right, buddy. I'm almost done, I promise. I'm trusting myself to clear it out before they vine out. So there's like a time frame on it. So I really, really need to get to work on that. I know it's not going to be perfect, but I'm really excited. Everything looks so good. Something did eat a lot of my beans. I planted probably only 50% actually turned into plants because some kind of squirrel or some kind of mole ate the beans when they were in the ground. But I still have probably like 20 plants. It's not going to be anything to write home about. I need to plant some more. There's definitely time to plant another succession. But I'm really happy. I have some sunflowers out there. I've got my eggplants. Oh, it's beautiful. It's phenomenal. I need to take some pictures because I'm just so excited. It's beautiful. It's what everyone wants. I love it. But this is probably going to be a short podcast because now that one of my kids is up, he's getting a little antsy. He wants some attention and some food, and I guess I can't blame him. Can you say see you next time?
See you next time!
Oh, boy. All right. Bye, everybody.